talk some golf right now. We are joined by a PGA Tour golfer, winner of the Palmetto Championship on Sunday. He came back from six shots down to win, which is the largest comeback on the PGA Tour this season. Sunday's win was his first career PGA Tour win. Played his college golf at UNLV, currently ranked number 39 in the world golf rankings. He's got a tee time at Torrey tomorrow at 1:03 p.m. Garrick Higo is my guest. Garrick, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to visit with you. Thanks so much. Listen, there's a lot to talk about and not a lot of time, so let me jump into it. You go back to Sunday. You were six shots back at the start of that round. So what was your mental approach before the start, and what were you kind of thinking and processing as you went into that round?
I was just trying to stay in it. I mean, I didn't expect to really win starting the day, but I knew if I stayed in it, you know, I was going to be up there, you know, hopefully finish top five. And, you know, if I could make, you know, a few birdies coming in, I could, you know, have a good chance. And luckily, pars were good enough. I made a nice eagle and a birdie on the back nine, which definitely helped.
No doubt. So before you teed off, you actually received a phone call from Gary Player. I know the two of you go back a ways. What was his message to you? And then what did it mean to you to have him reach out the way he did?
Yeah, I mean, he's done that throughout, you know, the years, which has been awesome. He just said that, you know, he's done it quite a few times where he's come back from six behind. And it's just nice to hear, you know, the way he's done it and what he was thinking when he was doing it, you know, staying present and, you know, just doing what you do and, you know, not letting anything else affect that. So it definitely helped me. It was really nice. I wasn't expecting the call. Because I was six back, I didn't think, you know, he would, you know, but obviously because he's done it so many times, it was relevant, wasn't it?
Right. Garrick Higo joining us. You know, you mentioned the point of staying present. To that point, you've said that typically you are a scoreboard watcher, but for some reason on Sunday, you were not doing that at all. Why do you think that was?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't a conscious thing. I knew I was up there. I was somewhere around, you know, top 10, I was playing all right, but it was so tricky. I didn't really want to. I just stuck to my game and, you know, try to stay in it. The front nine didn't play so great. I was hitting a couple sclaffy shots, but my short game kept me in there. And then when I made eagle on 13 or 12, I kind of had a glance and I saw, okay, I'm two or three back now. If I have a strong finish, I'll, you know, have a good chance. But if not, I just want to kind of stay in it, because the last three are easy if you play them well, but tough if you don't. So I knew if I just stayed up there, I would have a chance.
All right, so when you won the Canary Islands Championship last month, it was your second win in 3 weeks. That tied you with Tiger Woods for the fewest number of events played to reach three career wins. So how would you describe where your game is right now? Do you feel like when you show up to the course every single week, do you expect something good to happen to be right in the middle of the action?
I mean, not really, no. I just try and do the things I know I need to do to play all right. And then, you know, if I do get it going, that's great. If not, I'll figure it out. I'll make a couple putts. I'll chip in a few times. So, I just enjoy the challenge.
Garrick Higo is joining us. So with a win like that comes all sorts of new opportunities, like membership on the PGA Tour through the end of 2023 and more. So how do you go about celebrating a win like that, or do you not even have time because you got to get out to San Diego and get ready for Torrey Pines?
Yeah, we didn't really have a lot of time, but we had dinner on Monday, which is really nice. My mom's here, so it was nice to have her here. It was a great week.
So what are your early thoughts when you think about Torrey Pines? Have you gotten out? Have you played yet? And what are your thoughts about the U.S. Open there?
Yeah, I mean, the course it's the same grass you have in South Africa. It's Kikuyu and Poa Greens. It's a lot like Cape Town, San Diego. So, it feels a little bit like home. The rough's very thick, obviously, at the U.S. Open. So you're going to have to hit it pretty straight and have a great short game. So hopefully I can do both those things.
You know, Garrick, before you go, you mentioned what it was like back home. For those who do not know, can you share the story about Gary Player? The two of you go back a long way. How did you first come into contact with him?
Yeah, so he's got a holiday house on the golf estate we used to live in Plettenberg Bay. And when I was nine, my dad passed away, and his mom died when he was nine. So, and I was playing nine, and we've met up and we played nine holes together, and we've played quite a few times since. So, yeah, he's been amazing. He's sent me a lot of letters. He's phoned me a lot. He's helped me all the way. So,
it's amazing. So finally, you said that one of the keys for last week was staying patient. How did you go about doing that, especially on Sunday, as the pressure started to mount, other guys were struggling? How do you kind of slow your mind down and slow yourself down and stay calm in that moment?
I think you just got to enjoy it. Just enjoy how tough it is. The shots that you've got to hit, you've just got to enjoy and, you know, have a lot of imagination, and that'll keep you present, because then that's the only thing you're focusing on. So I think that's kind of what it is.
I like that. Came back from six shots down to win, which was the largest comeback on the PGA Tour this season. World ranked number 39, a 1:03 p.m. tee time at Torrey tomorrow. Garrick Higgle, my guest. Garrick, great to meet you. Great to have you on the show. And thanks so much for doing that. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Nice to talk to you. What a class act. What a great story, too. Came from six back. And even admitted, yeah, I didn't expect to win. I was hoping to play well, have a good day, have a good experience, finish in the top five. And then things break his way, and he gets his first PGA Tour win.